Brian Cambria is the one who tries to make parking and traffic flow smoothly in town during Sundance. He's the guy you hope to bump into when you can't figure out which bus to take to which Sundance venue. He notes some parking restrictions that are new this year in the Prospector area.
Start our scheduled bus service or our additional service on Thursday morning, but there'll be a lot of activity to Wednesday in preparation for that. And the curb areas along there are traditionally filled with a lot of people who find that's the only place to park, and regrettably, we need to ask them to move during the festivals so that we can provide for a safer and more efficient bus service.
The areas he specifically refers to are the two connectors between Prospector Avenue and Sidewinder Drive, Poison Creek, and Gold Dust Lanes. No parking will be allowed on those streets because of expanded bus service and bus stops, nor will parking be allowed along Prospector Avenue's Lot G. These areas will be marked and barricaded, but, says Cambria, plan accordingly. He also says parking restrictions in Old Town start immediately.
Well, of course, parking restrictions on Main Street and on Upper Park Avenue, well, I guess Mid Park Avenue, you might say, in the Old Town area, there is some parking restrictions as well as some traffic restrictions that take effect during the film festival.
The expanded bus service ramps up Thursday morning and gets into full swing by Friday.
Don't forget, of course, Park City has a great local transit system, and what we do is we add to that to try to enhance it. So there will be an additional 14 buses a day by Friday running around town during the film festival, and they'll be operating routes that are specifically designed to serve people going between film festival venues.
Cambria says a temporary bus lane during Sundance will also be created on Highway 224 between Cutter Lane and Kimball Junction during the heavy traffic hours so the buses stay on schedule. That means if you're traveling in a car, don't pull prematurely into the shoulder if you're turning into Redstone from 224.
Again, it does help. There are some very strong or heavy restrictions on how we can use it and who can use it. Of course, we have to be really careful because for many of the public traveling that road on a day-to-day basis, they may not be familiar with the idea that there may be buses in the shoulder lane, and so the bus drivers are trained to watch out for that as well. But it does help to keep the buses moving, and that's the key.
That's Brian Cambria, Sundance Film Festival Transportation Manager. He says if you plan ahead, you ought to be able to make your film at Kimball Junction during Sundance using the bus. He notes one venue change, New Frontiers, no longer at the Yard, but at the Gateway Center in Old Town. That will alter your choice of transit. And finally, for the Temple Theater Express bus, he says the best ones to catch leave from Fresh Market, the Yard, and Rite Aid. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.